Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, April 21st, 2025. Saturday was another national day of action in Bangor turned out, which may not be surprising in a city that has leaders like this.
I'm Kara Palantir, and let me start by making it very clear I'm not here to speak on behalf of the city today. We have an ordinance that requires me to say that, so I've said that. But that being said, I am here as your neighbor, as a citizen of Bangor, as a fellow Mainer, and as a fellow American. I'm here today as a queer woman fighting for LGBTQ plus rights. And as an autistic woman fighting for the right for disabled people to exist. But most importantly, I'm here because I believe we are standing at one of the most critical crossroads our nation has faced since its founding. Today, April 19th, marks the 250th anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, the opening shots of the American Revolution. And today, in 2025, America finds itself once again standing at a pivotal moment in the grand experiment of democracy and self-governance. When our founders wrote the Declaration of Independence, they listed their grievances. Grievances that might sound familiar even today. Obstructing justice, making judges dependent on the will of those in power, imposing taxes without consent, cutting off trade, harassing the people with a swarm of unaccountable officials, igniting division and domestic unrest. Does this sound familiar?
Yeah.
Just like our founders, today we face a government that too often represents the interests of the wealthiest men on earth, not we the people. And just like our founders, we are here because we believe that every person has the right to be treated equally under the law. We believe that power isn't the divine right of a man who wants to declare himself our king, but that legitimate power comes from you and you and you and me consenting to how we want to be governed. And if we want democracy, we must demand it. Don't listen to the people who say protest doesn't matter. Protesting is powerful. It's how we show that we are awake, that we care, and that we're paying attention. But hear me now, protest cannot be your last step. It must be the beginning. Get involved. Find an organization doing work that matters to you and volunteer. Join a city committee, please. Show up to public comment at the State House or City Hall. Run for office. Because if a queer autistic woman with a nose ring can be the mayor, so can you. White supremacy is creeping into our civic spaces. Are you going to stand for that?
No!
People want our local PD to cooperate with ICE and send our neighbors to illegal prison camps. Are you going to stand for that?
No!
The world's richest man wants to take away our social safety net, the benefits you have earned with every paycheck. Are you going to stand for that?
No!
RFK Jr. Wants you to believe that the worth of a disabled person's life is determined by whether or not they pay taxes. Are you going to stand for that?
No!
You know who doesn't pay taxes? Billionaires.
Right.
Freedom is never won by asking politely. You must claim your seat at the table, raise your hand, speak your truth, and back it up with action, because the institutions aren't going to save us. We must save ourselves. As Senator Cory Booker said, the power of the people is greater than the people in power. Together. Thank you.
That was recorded at the We Rise and the Tyranny rally in Bangor on Saturday, and it was lightly edited to fit this time slot. We'll hear from more speakers on Around Town this week. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.